A passionate debate is underway at the oldest university in the English-speaking world. Oxford, in England, is considering making changes to its medieval structure. Some academics, or dons as they're known at Oxford, warn the reforms threaten the university's 900-year-old traditions. Others say Oxford must change to keep up with competition from overseas. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports.
Classes are over for the academic year, and in the 14th century chapel of Oxford's New College, music students are rehearsing a piece by Debussy for an exam. But a note of disharmony has resounded through faculty quarters since Oxford's new vice chancellor, New Zealander John Hood, proposed a series of reforms. For centuries, Oxford has been governed by the Congregation, an academic parliament made up of faculty. This term, Congregation voted down Hood's proposal to link the dons' pay to their performance. Hood's other plan to create a new American-style board of trustees for the university also met with stiff opposition. Alan Ryan, the warden of New College, explains.
An awful lot of people think that this is the attempt to replace what they regard as an academic democracy with something looking more like standard corporate dictatorial management.
Oxford is made up of 39 individual colleges, linked in a federal structure under the university's government. Hood's reform was intended to make Oxford's governance more modern and efficient. Ryan says it's already very efficient.
Partly because the place is so picturesque, and partly because not many other places try to run this federal, complicated, cross-cutting system. Of course, people tend to think it must be hideously inefficient.
Oxford certainly is picturesque, with its medieval buildings of honey-colored Cotswold stone, its Gothic chapels, and its cobbled lanes. Those who have walked its verdant quadrangles include poet John Donne and philosopher John Locke, Prime Minister Tony Blair, and President Bill Clinton. Oxford is also known for its self-governance. Before Vice Chancellor Hood, who used to be a corporate executive, it had never been run by anybody outside the academic faculty. Hood turned down a request for an interview. But Dame Jessica Rawson, the warden of Merton College, points out that Hood was hired to shake up Oxford and make it more competitive.
He was invited to think about reassessing Oxford's situation, and he saw right away that we had a very weak financial position and probably a relatively weak governance to address that financial position.
Oxford currently has a budgetary shortfall of $11,000 per student. Anthony Smith, president of Magdalen College, says Oxford is under pressure to adjust the ratio of undergraduate teaching, for which the colleges are famous, to cutting-edge research, which brings in grant money.
It is possible to do both those things, but it does mean slightly reducing the amount of tutorial time of the academics, the division of their time between research and teaching.
The one-on-one or one-on-two tutorial is the hallmark of Oxford's undergraduate education. Smith says that while that could become one-on-four or five, Oxford's tutorial system is not threatened and must be preserved.
There is an impersonality, I think, in some of the great American universities. I think the relationship between teacher and taught is a much warmer one here and lasts throughout the lifetime of both teacher and student. It's very important to keep hold of that.
At evensong in the Magdalen College Chapel, the choir sings Mendelssohn. Oxford's administration was taken aback by the strong opposition from the dons. The administration is regrouping and plans to reintroduce modified plans for reform in the fall. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.